who I've been quiet. You know, I have different ways of showing leadership, and you know, that's not just me. We have a lot of seniors and a lot of older guys on this team that are capable of doing that, and we do a good job of it.
Today's the first day in pads for you guys. What changes in practice in terms of intensity level or excitement or anything like that when you finally get to put pads on?
Well, we've had good intensity last couple of practices, honestly. That was even without pads. Now, you know, we're going to throw in the pads, and, you know, it's going to be a lot more hitting and more contact, so it's going to be way more physical, but that's going to be fun. Like, today's practice, the first day of pads is always really fun, and everybody goes out there with a lot of intensity, so it's going to be exciting.
I get the last 2 years, the strength of this defense and the experience of this defense the last few years has seemed to be the line, and now it seems to be the backfield and the linebackers. Will that cause any adjustments or changes to the way you guys play defense, or... No, for the most part, stay the same. It's just the experience.
You know, honestly, I mean, you said the line, but you know, Iowa football, you know, have a foundation, and you know, they're gonna put people in who can make plays, and you know, if it is a secondary that's making plays, you know, any given moment, then that's good. The linebackers and the D line is definitely gonna step up. They're not a bunch of, you know, slobs on there. They're definitely gonna do good themselves. So I mean, just as a whole, our defense will pick it up and we'll be fine.
Well, as we discussed, maybe the tweaking of philosophy, you know, before the defensive secondary, defensive backs, got to give a little cushion, the corners. Mm-hmm. Now will you play a little more press coverage? I mean, will it be based on the talent you have?
I think we've definitely, you know, changed it up a little bit. You know, we've definitely been more in the receiver's faces and on any given play. And, you know, it's exciting, you know, especially in practice going against our receivers, you know, the big physical guys. And it's fun just to talk smack and, you know, have a lot more press coverage and do that kind of thing. You know, as a DB, you want that. You want to compete. And, you know, as of right now, it's pretty fun.
Mike, at this time last year, you were going through, at that point in time, a position switch over a free safety, and you played that in the spring and started out the season there and then switched the corner. What did you take away from that experience last year that you feel maybe going to help you now that you're just kind of back into normal position of being a corner?
Well, I mean, the first thing is, you know, just seeing the young guys make the same mistakes that I did last year, you know, at safety, and, you know, showing them what they got to do, be more patient, you know, footwork, stuff like that. But, you know, just as a whole, you know, just learning the defense as a whole. And, you know, it's a different experience playing it from corner and then moving to safety, because, I mean, at safety, you got to know a lot more than what you do at corner, honestly. You know, corner, you know, the safety pretty much tells them what to do every time. But now, as, you know, having that, you know, spring ball at free safety, it's taught me I got to know the whole defense. And on any given play, I can tell, you know, I can tell the safeties what to do. I can tell the linebackers what to do because I just know the defense now.
Coach Wilson was talking about just how much energy Nico's provided to the defense. What have you seen from him here early on? Had him working in with the first string.
Yeah, I mean, he's young. He wants to get out there and play. And sometimes it can be a bad thing because he just wants to go out there and just run around and be impatient, you know, with his footwork and stuff like that. But, you know, he's getting it every day. I think the number one thing for him is every day he's not making the same mistake twice. He's learning from his mistakes, and he's a good player. He has a bright future. He's big. He's a strong, athletic guy, and I'm excited for him.
Have you found yourself in kind of that position where it's not necessarily your defense, but, like, being a senior and being a guy that's had experience as a starter, it's like, okay, you got to be the one that kind of leads by example?
You know, yeah, I definitely believe in that, and I definitely think I got to lead by example. And, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do. And if anybody has a question on defense, you know, even if it's a D lineman, you know, I'm going to try to help them out because, you know, I've been around the block a couple times, and I know what the coach is looking for.
How's it been? Well, I was just going to ask one more thing. How's it been working under Coach Wilson now, and especially given his background, having been former defensive back himself?
Well, you know, Coach Parker and Coach Wilson have two different, you know, some things they have two different, you know, techniques on, you know, on a play or something to do. And it's good because you actually, you know, I can sort of watch film now and I can, you know, think about what Coach Parker would say on each play. You know, I have, you know, Coach Parker's input, even without him saying it, I just know what he would say. But then again, this year, you know, I even have a different guy, you know, with a lot more, you know, with a lot of experience at DB. And, you know, I have his input also. So it's great.